You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Daily Detroit Happy Hour. No, I'm not Sven. I'm Jeremiah. I'm guest hosting for Sven Gustafson. I'm Jeremiah, the editor of DailyDetroit.com. And today, we are in a very special space with some very special people. Now, as you know, this is the Daily Detroit Happy Hour, and it's a little echoey, and it might sound like we're in a bathroom, but we're not, I promise. This is actually a very sacred space, and I'm with two people who actually might work for a joke because I'm with a pastor and a rabbi. And often with the Daily Detroit Happy Hour, we'd be walking into a bar, but we didn't fall for that one this time. And so I may as well just get to the introductions and then we'll talk about the space.
I'm Rabbi Ariana Silverman. I am the rabbi of the Isaac Agri Downtown Synagogue here in Detroit and a board member of the Bethel Community Transformation Center.
And I'm Pastor Aramis Hines, pastor of Breakers Covenant Church International right here in the city of Detroit, and also the executive director for Bethel Community Transformation Center.
So let's talk about that Bethel Community Transformation Center. We are sitting in it right now. It is the former Temple Bethel on Woodward Avenue, a historic and vaunted venue in Detroit. And there's something very special happening here, a crowdfunding campaign to raise money and funds to expand the programs and do different things here. So first, before we go into the particulars of that, what brought the two of you together? What brings a rabbi and a pastor together?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say that this vision is really, really awesome. And the person I'm sitting next to me, Rabbi Ariana, is awesome as well. And what brought us together, I believe, is like hearts, like passions, like love for the city and believing in community.
Absolutely. And I think that there's, for me, a beautiful piece of perhaps this was meant to be, that we found each other and found this work together that we're both so passionate about. And I found a friend and a soulmate and a colleague, which is an incredible blessing in life.
That is pretty amazing. So what's happening here? I mean, there's activity around here. This place is definitely not vacant. What's happening here today? And what is it that you're looking to do tomorrow?
What's happening today is we are embarking upon restoring and also revitalizing this space that for several years had been either minorly used or abandoned or forsaken altogether. This is a beautiful Albert Kahn space, 55,000 square feet. It's got about 55 offices and classrooms in it, a full social hall, and a small auditorium that seats a little under 500 people. And it's sitting right on the corner of Woodward Avenue and Gladstone, just north of all of the efforts that's taking place in the Midtown area. This area must come back to life. And so what we're doing right now through a community-oriented focus is we're finding creative ways to not only bring the space back to life and program in the space, but we're also bringing relationships that have been broken or separated in times past back together in the space as well.
I see the nodding of agreement. So how did you come upon getting involved in this space?
Well, I had one of our pastors of the church, assistant pastor, found this space when I was looking for somewhere for our congregation to move. And ironically, we leased space out of this building, never thinking about purchasing the space. And by we, our congregation is what I'm referring to. And within less than a year of the time we started leasing, an opportunity came to actually purchase the space. And once that happened, vision came alive and opportunity began to open up, and we saw a great need and opportunity to embark upon bringing the space to life and also blending the heritages that have represented this space in times past back together.
And I moved here with my spouse about 7 years ago. We moved to the city of Detroit. For the first 4 years, I was the only rabbi living in the city of Detroit and became really interested and passionate about the history of Jewish Detroit and of Jews living in the city. And so I would drive by this building and think, wow, I wonder what's inside and what could be in this space, and had sort of this magnetic attraction to the vision of potentially seeing this space come alive and be sacred again. And so when I met Pastor Aramis Hines and we started talking, I was like, oh, I want to see the inside. And the rest is history.
There has been quite a revitalization with the downtown synagogue, for one thing. As a longtime resident of the city, I know that there's been a lot of work done, a lot of programs been put in, things like that. So speaking of programs, what's going to be going in here? So you've got a goal. Tell me about your goal, and then tell me about what are the plans going to go with that money.
Yes, right now our goal is to raise $100,000 initially, and this is through this Kickstarter campaign that we have going. And that money is going to be used to, number one, revitalize the space and areas to make it more usable. The roof is a number one priority. We want to make sure that we can preserve the inside. And so beyond the roof, we're looking to renovate the restrooms. We're looking to get the elevator functioning to go up and down these stairs. And we're going to lay fresh carpet in this space, the same where we are, and we're going to start bringing in events and different programming into the space. We see this space as not just a worship space that's shared across religions, but also we see it as an event and performing arts type of space where you can bring many people in, like in comparison to like your Fox Theater or something of that sort.
And I'm excited because the Downtown Synagogue is planning to have our High Holiday services here in the Bethel Community Transformation Center, and not just see this as a venue for our worship, but also as an opportunity to partner with the larger Bethel Community Transformation Center community in terms of talking about race and racial reconciliation and the partnership that can happen between Jews and people of color in the city of Detroit. So the intervening days, the days of awe, are going to be a time of awesomeness for us too here in the space and partnership and in dialogue.
If you study, and if someone looks back at the history of Detroit, there's a lot of intertwining of African-American and Jewish history throughout the city. And so what is important about bringing people together today and in this climate? You know, you turn on the news and you see a lot of division. And it's not just religion, it's not just race, it's every kind of division that you can find. Where were you able to find some common ground and be able to build some bridges? And how do you look to build some bridges in the community?
Yes, the common ground, I believe, was just found in the heart of the people that I'm working with. You know, I mentioned Rabbi Ariana. She has been with me pretty much from the beginning, and we have shared values that way. We believe, even though we have a different faith experience, and even though we have a different race, we believe that we're ready as representing our age range and our generations to bypass some of the barriers that have restricted us from healing in times past. And we know, we call it cray-cray, because we know it's a little crazy to embark upon, but we really, really believe that at this stage, our nation is groaning for us to really begin to overcome some of those things that caused us to be divided for so long. And I see the opportunity now as the best opportunity to seize to accomplish that. And we use this space as a tool just to bring people together.
I think, as you said, Jeremiah, we are living in a time of incredible segregation and division and lines and opposition. And this is perhaps, if not the moment, at least a moment to say that that's not who we are. That's not who we are as Jews. That's not who we are as Christians. That's not who we are as white people or people of color in the city of Detroit. We can do better. We can do differently. And I think particularly this space stands as a symbol of what it meant that there used to be a shared community here in the city of Detroit, and there could be once again. It's sad that our communities are not in the relationships that we used to be, because often I find crossing lines of faith and race and class works out to be a huge blessing in life.
It definitely usually is. So what kind of programs are you guys going to have in this space and with what you're doing rolling forward?
Yes, and Rabbi Ariana mentioned it. One for sure is intentional gatherings, whether it's in a forum type of style or otherwise, for learning cross race, cross culture, cross religion, to bring people from different backgrounds together intentionally, to have those hard discussions that often keep us from moving forward. But beyond that, we look to have blended programming in the space. I mean, like actual tenants in a space where you have this shared workspace with people reflecting various different genders, races, and likes. Right now, we have a performing arts program for young people in the space. We have a program that brings in displaced and homeless youth and three or four times out of the week, and we help them to heal and get direction. We have a marketing firm that's in the space, a television program that's in the space, and we had a studio being built in the space. And we're really looking to bring in programming that represents the diversity of our community to really celebrate this awesome time in existence, in life.
And it's going to be an incredible opportunity for the Jewish community, too, to see this as a sacred space for them and for us, that can see life cycle events once again. I had the privilege of having my son's bris here last summer. There is a wedding coming up here in May. There's opportunities for us to use this space to mark the most important moments of our lives, both individually and congregationally. And I know that the space has already been used for worship services of various kinds and will continue to be. And I'll tell you that part of what excites me about the partnership for the High Holy Days is that because the Downtown Synagogue is the last freestanding synagogue in the city of Detroit, we feel a real incredible connection to Jewish life in Detroit, Jewish worship in Detroit, Jewish programming in Detroit, and are excited to see how our communities, our spaces, our buildings, our religious leadership can work more closely together.
You know, so many times if you look at the headlines in the city media, you see things like where it's about division or it's about you're not this enough or you're not that enough. And I feel like sometimes we lose focus that it needs to be about the city and coming together because we're all in this space together and we're all in this city together. One way or another, some ways, if we like it or not, and so we better find ways to work together any way we can. I don't know much about your congregation. I know a little bit about yours because that's just a little bit of the mainstream press around it. But let's talk about both of them because I think it's really important to see how faith is being expressed in the city.
Yes, our congregation, number one, is a non-denominational Christian church, and we were actually founded, as was the original Temple Bethel, out of our living room. And so we evolved from a living room to our first worship space, and we moved two or three times, similarly to Temple Bethel, till we got to this location. And right now, our congregation is rather young. We're very exciting and vibrant. We really believe in expressing the love of God to everybody we meet and spreading that love to others. And also, we believe in being able to build bridges for understanding for people who may not even share our faith as we do.
And so you mentioned you're the last freestanding synagogue. Let's talk out a little bit about those programs. I mean, I remember going to a dance event, actually, in the first floor of your synagogue once after visiting DeMongo's. So, I mean, it's a synagogue with a lot of fun. I know that. So let's talk a little bit about what is it. I know that you're doing things, you know, kind of floor by floor and like building some things up over there. So you could talk a bit about what you're doing over there.
Absolutely. So first, to clarify, the reason I say we're the last freestanding synagogue is because there is another Jewish community, the Reconstructionist Congregation of Detroit, that meets and worships here in the city of Detroit. They rent space in a church, and so they don't still have a synagogue building. But we're proud to partner with them and recognize that there are, God willing, going to be many, many more Jews worshiping in the city of Detroit in the near future. The Downtown Synagogue, we hope, will become the hub of Jewish life in the city of Detroit. And that includes things like fun, right? Absolutely. Yeah. And things like educational opportunities and worship opportunities and program opportunities and cross-cultural opportunities. The Downtown Synagogue is committed not just to being a religious space in the classic ways that you think of religion, but in terms of what it means to be a Jew who's committed to social justice. What does it mean to be rooted in the city of Detroit? What does it mean to fulfill our prophetic call to be advocates of social justice in the city? And so part of what's exciting about the renovations to which you alluded is that we are about to launch our own capital campaign. Stay tuned. We'd love to talk again. To renovate the building so it truly can become a hub. And looking at this space too, how do we revitalize and bring a new life and excitement into Jewish spaces, historical Jewish spaces, and ongoing Jewish spaces in the city of Detroit? So I'm delighted to be at the Downtown Synagogue. It's an incredible place to be.
As a publication of the internet, where can I find you both on the internet? Where can people find you?
Two places. For the church, www.breakerscovenant.org. And for the center, it's actually www.bctcdetroit.org.
bctcdetroit.org being Bethel Community Transformation Center,
yes.
Detroit.org.
Really glad you had people type that out.
Yes. Yes. In lieu of Bethel Community Transformation Center, just go with bctcdetroit.org.
Yes.
The Downtown Synagogue, of course, is at downtownsynagogue.org, and we would love to have you check it out. We're actually developing a new website, so come check that out, too.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, thank you so much, everyone, for taking some time out of your busy day to listen to the Daily Detroit Happy Hour. I promise Sven will be back next week. And until then, be good, do good work, and see you on the internet.
You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.